Pop quiz. Which of these is not a real kind of wind? Trade winds, polar easterlies, polar westerlies, prevailing westerlies. Stay tuned for the answer. Welcome to Science with Savannah, age 7. Today's episode is all about wind.
It lifts kites, generates electricity, and moves weather around the planet. But where does wind come from?
Wind is caused by differences in air pressure. Nature likes things to be in balance, so air will always move from an area of high pressure to an area of low pressure. If we fill up a balloon, the air inside is under pressure. As soon as we open the balloon, the air rushes out until the pressure is the same.
That balance is called equilibrium. But does that mean that wind comes from, like, a giant mountain-sized balloon somewhere?
Of course not. You could say that wind comes from the sun. When air is warm, the atoms and molecules move faster and spread out. This makes the air less dense, so it rises. That's why steam coming off a pot of boiling water always goes upward. When air is colder, the molecules get slower and closer together. Colder air is more dense, so it sinks.
The sun shining on the Earth warms the air, but it doesn't happen evenly. The sun hits different parts of the Earth at different angles, and the 29% of the Earth that's land warms up faster than the 71% that's water. This means some areas have cold, dense air, and some areas have warm, less dense air. The area of cold, dense air is referred to as high pressure.
When the warmer air rises, it leaves an area of low pressure behind it. Now we're getting to the part where wind happens. Air moves from high pressure areas to low pressure areas. The bigger the difference between the pressures, the faster the air will move from the high to the low pressures.
The air in a small balloon is under less pressure than the air in a big balloon, so the air in the big balloon would come out more quickly. That rush of air is the wind we experience.
Global winds are created by both the difference in temperature between the equator and the poles, and the spin of the Earth called the Coriolis effect.
Wind speed is measured with an anemometer. Anemometer comes from the Greek words anemo for wind and metron for measure.
We can also see the direction of the wind by adding a weather vane.
The speed of wind is measured in knots, which is also how ships measure their speed. Wind direction is given by the direction from which the wind comes. So when we say it's a south wind, that means it's coming from the south and going north.
There are many names for wind. Short bursts of wind move at high speeds are known as gusts. Wind can also be known as a breeze, gale, storm, or hurricane, depending on how fast it's moving. Strong, straight winds with no rain is called a windstorm.
When you watch weather reports, you might hear about the jet stream. That's a fast-moving ribbon of air between two air masses with very different temperatures. The jet stream always moves from west to east because of the Earth's rotation.
Warm winds blowing toward the equator are called trade winds. Trade winds are always blowing and are always warm.
The wind is useful in many ways. Winds dry up soggy, wet areas, taking the water that doesn't absorb into the ground back up into the atmosphere to become rain somewhere else.
The wind also plays an important role in helping plants reproduce by carrying seeds to different parts of the ground to take root and grow, carrying pollen from one plant to another so fruits, vegetables, and flowers can form.
We also use wind to help us make electricity.
Despite what some people say, windmills don't slow down the wind. They look better than the smoke from coal-burning power plants. And like other green energy, they use batteries to make sure you have electricity, even when the wind is low.
That's right. And now it's time for the Fact Fire. The fastest winds on Earth occur inside tornadoes, where wind speeds can reach up to 250 miles per hour, which is 217 knots.
Meteorologists use barometers to measure air pressure. Barometers can tell us if the air pressure is dropping or rising.
Other planets have wind, too. Neptune has the highest speed sustained wind in the solar system, with wind speeds of 1,300 miles per hour, which is about 1,100 knots.
A solar wind is a stream of charged particles that flows from the sun.
The answer to today's pop quiz question? Which of these is not a real kind of wind? Trade winds, polar easterlies, polar westerlies, and prevailing westerlies. Trick question, they're all real kinds of wind. In fact, prevailing westerlies have the greatest effect on the weather in the U.S. and Canada. I admit it wasn't intended to be a trick question, I did something wrong in the research. But a good scientist should always be willing to review their original position when new facts come to light.
So, Savannah, what kind of things did we teach the people today?
That the wind carries seeds from one place to another.
That's right. And that the jet stream moves the way it does because of the Earth's rotation. What other science questions do you have in mind?
Why do some trees lose their leaves and some don't?
That's a really good question. Maybe we'll answer it next time on
Science with Savannah, age 7.